It's Bailey Shockford with Exeter Grand Bend's 90.5 MyFM. I'm here with Todd Russett. He's a chiropractor and co-owner of Russett Rehabilitation Clinic. Todd, can you provide a bit of an overview of what it is that you guys do at Russett Rehab?
Certainly. We are a physical rehabilitation clinic. We have three physiotherapists, one chiropractor, two people that perform acupuncture. We also have two registered massage therapists. We provide orthotic services, the licensed podorthist, as well as we have a clinical psychologist, as well as we have vision therapy at the clinic, custom bracing, and orthotics.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite the list.
Yeah, we've been in Exeter probably in one variation or other going back to the late 90s or the early 2000s.
Okay. All right. So you're kind of like, in my estimation, like an auto body shop for your body.
Pretty much, yeah. One of those one-stop shop kind of things.
Mm-hmm. I like that. When we're talking about rehabilitation, I think a lot about patient well-being and patient recovery, and I think that's probably a really big part of what you do. Could you talk a little bit about that process and that collaboration between yourselves and the people who come into your care?
We do basically all types of musculoskeletal injuries and neurological injuries. Our prime focus is usually private patients who are usually coming in with orthopedic injuries, you know, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, that sort of stuff. There are different categories within that. We do a lot of motor vehicle accident recoveries. We also do workplace safety injuries and insurance, private injuries and insurance, sports injuries. Neuromusculoskeletal injuries is basically what we specialize in.
Yeah, because I would have initially probably have thought of that as being exclusively for sports injuries.
Right,
and,
right.
And so it's kind of cool to hear you talk about kind of all these different types of people who might come into your care.
Absolutely.
I think people maybe have a bit of a perception of rehabilitation clinics as being like, for athletes, right?
Yeah, I think there is that misconception at times, and sometimes it does look like we've marketed ourselves towards that. But no, we cover injuries across the boards. And probably, to be honest, in a rural, small town location, sports injuries are probably a small portion of what we do. Probably more private patients, work injuries, and car accidents probably are our primary focus.
That makes complete and total sense when you think about the demographic of the area, for sure. And I'm sure that things have changed a lot since you guys started in the 90s. Could you talk a little bit about emerging technology?
As far as technology, not a whole lot has changed. I still have the same two tables that I got that were the previous chiropractors back in 2002. But I mean, a lot of the technology that we've done for pain relief, to be honest, if you look at some of the things like joint manipulation, acupuncture, some of these techniques are thousands of years old. So while some of the diagnostic tools have changed in musculoskeletal treatment diagnosis, a lot of the treatments are still fairly old and traditional because they still carry a lot of the same value and efficacy that some of the newer ones provide.
In a more common way, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it. Exactly.
and if I'm hesitant to reach out and get help with injury recovery, what would you say to somebody who's kind of hesitant to reach out and ask for that help?
Well, I know I always encourage, if you want, just call and talk to me. I talk to just about anybody. And again, I usually find as the chiropractor, because I have I've done a lot of courses in sort of physical therapies, acupuncture, soft tissue therapy, neurotherapy, pain psychology. Like, I've taken a lot of courses, so I feel like I'm a good generalist at the clinic. So a lot of times I can talk to people and say, you might be better to see this person, or you might be better to see that person. A lot of it is trial. You know, if you try things and see how it goes and it's, well, that direction seems to be working, then yeah, you might be better served seeing this practitioner. But a lot of it is not sort of black and white. There's a lot of gray areas in pain relief and pain care. So we just try to pick the right provider for the right person. And sometimes that is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's great that you're open to the idea of starting that discussion and starting that conversation and empowering people to make decisions about their health and their wellness overall. I wanted to thank you so much for coming in today and for giving me a bit of a look into what you guys do at Russett Rehabilitation. I think it's really great how much you want to have that communication with your patients and empower people on their health journey. Thank you so much for sharing that with
Certainly.
Me. And best of luck as you continue your work in the community.